Well, this is a true story. There was a worldwide retreat for priests about 20 years ago over in the Vatican, held at St. Peter's, and over 6,000 priests traveled from all over the world to attend the priest retreat. And there were also hundreds of bishops and dozens of cardinals as well. And one of the speakers was a cardinal. And after he gave an amazing talk, all the priests applauded him and kept applauding him. And the cardinal was basking in the glory, kept bowing. And then all the priests, 6,000 priests, rose and kept applauding. And the cardinal kept bowing and basking in the glory. He didn't realize the reason why all the priests stood up is because the next speaker, Mother Teresa, came on the stage. So picture the scene. She's over there, everybody's given her a standing ovation, and the cardinal is still bowing, thanking everyone. And then he realized it, so then he went over to the microphone and he said, "I now realize how the donkey felt that carried Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday." And he might have used the other word for donkey. And he says, the donkey thought it was all for him. And then he said, you know, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And that's a great lesson, and the lesson is humility. And that is what Jesus shows us today on Palm Sunday. The Lord entered into Jerusalem in poverty, meekness, and humility. Now we think that, of course, if the Lord was going to be a military leader, he would have entered Jerusalem on a war horse, on a military horse. Think of some of the famous horses of literature or of history. You know, the Lone Ranger had Silver, right? You had Robert E. Lee had Traveler. Ulysses S. Grant had Cincinnati. See, these were military horses designed to win a battle. But Jesus chose a donkey. Jesus chose something so humble to send the message of meekness and humility. If you look at the gospel that we read at the beginning of the Mass, we see that this occurred just 1 week before the Lord's death. We call it Palm Sunday. About 2 million people had entered into Jerusalem from all over the world. Josephus, the historian, says that every Passover, over 2 million pilgrims would come from around the world, and Jerusalem would swell with all the pilgrims. The Lord would always stay 2 miles away at Bethany, which was the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. That's where the Lord would stay when he was in town in Jerusalem. And then they would travel from Bethany to the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives is a beautiful mountain, about 3,000 feet tall, overlooking the Kidron Valley and overlooking the magnificent city of Jerusalem. And the light would hit the magnificent Temple of Jerusalem, you know, the white marble, the gold, and was just a magnificent sight to see. In fact, this is where Jesus wept when he looked at Jerusalem, because he knew it would one day be destroyed and how they would reject him. Most would reject him. And so the Lord on this occasion told his disciples to go into a village nearby, and they would find a colt tethered on which no one had ever sat. As Bishop Sheen says, Jesus was born of a virgin womb. He was placed in a virgin tomb in which no one was ever buried. And he rode a donkey in which no one was ever sat. And so it says, they placed their cloaks on the donkey. There was no saddle, so they used their cloaks as a saddle. And the words in the original Greek New Testament where it says that Jesus sat upon the donkey are the same words used for a king sitting upon a throne. And so this was Jesus' throne, not made of gold or marble, but a simple, humble beast of burden. And so they set Jesus upon his humble throne, and they then led him from the Mount of Olives through the Kidron Valley up into Jerusalem, and he entered through the eastern gate of the temple. And the Jews knew that the Messiah would enter through the eastern gate of the temple. That was always the tradition over thousands of years. In fact, Solomon himself, who was called the King of Peace, entered into Jerusalem on a donkey, you know, 1,000 or so years before Christ. Solomon was called the King of Peace. But now the true King of Peace, Jesus, enters through the Eastern Gate, fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 9, where it says, "Behold, your king shall come to you, meek and riding on a donkey." So Jesus entered into Jerusalem, not on a military war horse, but on this humble beast of burden. And it says that the people realized and began to think, this is the Messiah. And so they began to cut down the palm branches and to wave the palm branches. They took off their cloaks and placed them on the street so that the animal could walk on their cloaks. And they strewn palm branches on the ground. And it was an amazing event. Hundreds of thousands of people were waving their branches and they were shouting, "Hosanna." Now the word Hosanna in the Aramaic means "save us now." Hosanna, save us now. And they quote Psalm 118, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This is the messianic psalm. They quote Psalm 118, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come." They knew Christ, that they were acknowledging him as king, a descendant of King David, and they kept shouting, "Hosanna in the highest." So Jesus rides into Jerusalem in poverty, meekness, and humility. But you know, every time we come to Mass, we really experience a miniature Palm Sunday. Because in a few moments, right before the Eucharistic prayer, at every Mass, we say some of the same words that the people shouted in Jerusalem as Jesus came into the town. In a few moments, we will say what's called the Holy, 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 or the Sanctus. And it says, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Did you ever realize that? That every Mass is Palm Sunday, where Jesus enters and rides into our heart in humility. And what is a greater act of humility than his presence in the Holy Eucharist, where Jesus comes to us under the appearances of bread and wine? Yes, the incarnation, when God became a baby, was one of the greatest acts of humility. But what's even a greater act of humility is his presence in the Holy Eucharist, because he becomes our spiritual food. He becomes under the appearances of bread and wine, and he rides into our heart every Sunday, perhaps even every day if you go to daily Mass. He rides into our heart in the greatest humility, which is under the appearances of bread and wine.